Welcome to Just Like Magic with Hannah Noel. I'm your host, Hannah, and I'm a business alignment leader here to lead you back to your magic to create a sustainable and profitable business. Your magic never left you, and by being here, you're proving to yourself how worthy you are of incredible wealth. After increasing my income by 3 times in 3 months, I found my passion in helping women define and create success for them. This podcast is a spirituality-based business podcast where we are focusing on starting and growing businesses. We'll be exploring spiritual resources to use in our pursuit of freedom and flexibility in business. I'll be joined by experts in business and spirituality as we go on this exploration together. You are worthy, you are loved, and it's time to create massive abundance, just like magic. Hello, everybody, and welcome to part two of the chakras with Massey for Just Like Magic here. I'm really excited that we're here. And if you listened to last week's, or honestly, by the time I publish this, I might put him in the same week just so then it's close, then you don't have to wait too long. So we'll see what happens with that. But in the last episode, I should say, we went through and we were talking about the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus. And then we talked a bit about the heart too, and just kind of things to recognize, ways to know that they're blocked and how you can, you know, well, we didn't quite start getting into the how to clear it yet. There was some of that in there, but this episode, Massey's going to do a couple final thoughts on the heart chakra. Then we'll go into the other chakras, and then we will, you know, really make sure you have an understanding on clearing them and why that's good for your business. So with that, I'm glad that we did it this way, because now I don't feel pressured to rush through these last three chakras. I really want to give them all their time and their space, because they're special. And if you listen to the last episode, one of the things that Massey had told us was that the first three that we covered last week or last episode are the human, is that how you described it, Massey? The human chakras?
The physical chakras, yeah.
Yeah. And so the heart chakra is kind of the transitioning point into the spiritual. And so that's what we're kind of heading into now. So I will let you take it over with your kind of summary final thoughts on heart chakra, and we'll go from there.
Amazing. Thank you again for having me. I'm so happy to be here for part two.
Yeah.
So yes, as we mentioned on the last episode, we are on the heart chakra. So it is the bridge from the physical to the spiritual chakras. Also, some people actually kind of say like the bottom three are more like your masculine energy, even though it's a little bit of both, but masculine energy gets to thrive in those bottom three. Mm-hmm. And the top three that we're going to cover today are more like the feminine gets to lead, because it is more of your spiritual, your higher self that gets to come in and kind of bridge that gap so that you're fully balanced spiritually and physically, right? So the heart chakra, I mean, it's very self-explanatory as far as like, what does it represent? Love, 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 love. Mm-hmm. And funny enough, love is the word of the year for me.
Fun. That's awesome.
The first thing that came up when somebody asked me, what's your word for the year? And I was like, I haven't thought of it. And then love came up, and I've been pondering like, okay, what does that actually mean? And like, for me personally, I realized I still need to do a lot of heart chakra work just because of certain things that have happened in my life. And I just love it, because now, and this is something that I feel like everybody really should do and we would all be happier. Now, I honestly, like, instead of reacting to something or instead of responding right away when I'm confronted with a situation, and I invite you to try this out yourself, before I even respond, I ask myself, what would love say? What would love do?
Ooh, that just gave me chills. I like that.
And, you know, and it's funny because some friends have messaged me certain things and I've taken my time to reply, where before I would just feel like this pressure of replying right away. And I literally just told them, like, you know, this part of my boundaries. I said, I'm sorry, it's taking me a while to respond. I wanted to make sure that I respond with a lot of love. And, you know, and that's what I'm doing with everything this year. And I think it's going to be huge. And I invite everybody to try that.
Yeah, it is. Wow. That's beautiful.
And that's part of the heart chakra work, right? Just literally love. Love yourself unconditionally. Love others. Love your business. Really bring that love into your business. Because honestly, if you are an entrepreneur, or, you know, even if you have a job that you love, you're there for a reason. So like really find the love in it. And even in those tough moments, even on the days that it feels like it's not working, just love it. Love, love, love every piece of it. And I promise you, you will thrive.
I love it. And something really quick, since you're talking about love and business, I have a client who there are certain parts of her business that she really, really does not like at all. And she's a generator in human design. So if you know anything about generators or human design listeners, when they are frustrated or when they're not lit up about something, then it's, I mean, just for people in general, right? Like if you don't love what you do, you probably shouldn't be doing it, but especially for her. And, you know, so this is one of my like biggest things that I tell all of my clients is you really have to love what you do. And if you know, like, obviously she doesn't like marketing, but in order to grow her business, she has to market. Like you can't, you know, even feminine and masculine energetics, you still have to have some of that masculine strategy, some of it, you know, you can't rely only on feminine flow. Mm-hmm. And so I just told her, I said, what parts do you love, you know, or what do you love about your work and how can you turn that into your marketing? You know, can you do more live calls, like where your audience is watching? So then cause you love that part of your work, but can you do a live coaching call or something? Like, so then you're doing what you love, but you're also marketing at the same time. And I think as business owners, we really need to be open-minded on this kind of stuff. And so, you know, with the heart chakra, like if you really just need to focus on loving your business, and maybe that's hard because you've hit goals or haven't hit goals, or you've, you know, whatever, you're not where you want to be. Doing that heart chakra work, I think looks like, what do you love and how can you do more of what you love in your business and life? Of course, like, again, all of this applies to everything, but for the purpose of this, like in your business, what do you love and what can you do more of?
Yeah, I love that. That's perfect. I think that the biggest takeaway from that is like finding the little parts that you do love about it. And like, I promise you, there's always something. I mean, there's a lot of things we all hate, but there's always something in there. And that at the very least, the reminder of why you're doing it in the first place should light you up so much that it brings a little love to those areas.
Yeah.
All right. So without further ado, then we're going to move on to the throat chakra. So now we're into the more spiritual, but still this one obviously affects us a lot in our human interactions.
Yeah.
The throat chakra, as you can probably expect, it has to do with communication. How well we communicate with ourselves, how well we communicate with others in our business, whether it's our clients, our, you know, our staff, whatever it is, if you have staff, it's going to obviously affect all of that. The color for this one is a color blue. So when it comes to, like I mentioned in the other episode for each chakra, so I'll make sure I'll kind of keep that same vibe of mentioning that they all have an element, a sound, a color, and a different vibration. So for this particular one, it is a very high vibration because it is our voice. It is all about speaking your truth, and it is associated with the color blue, and the element is ether, with space, right? So just think about it, like when you breathe in and out, it always goes through your throat. So if you think of this chakra, really the questions that you want to ask yourself in business is, where am I not speaking my truth? Where am I hiding parts of myself that I'm not communicating with true honesty? And that doesn't mean you spill the beans of everything happening in your life, but where are you feeling like you're not being authentic, right? If you're not being fully authentic in some area, then that's a red flag. Like, okay, maybe I do need to do some throat chakra. Maybe if you have fear around speaking on certain topics, or maybe you're, you know, just holding back on anything that has to do with how you communicate, then that's an indication of, you know, I need to do some tracker work. For me, a big one was like showing up, right? Showing up on social media, like that, you know, being visible. It's a huge one for the throat chakra. And I remember the first time I went live, like I choked up. Like no matter how much water I drank, I was just like, I felt such a deep block in my throat chakra because I just wasn't ready. And, you know, with all that, like it just takes practice. Of course, you got to start somewhere. But that's what also like made me realize, okay, I really needed to do a lot of chakra work because I was terrified of public speaking. I was terrified of even speaking on camera. I hated the sound of my voice. I remember like every time I would record something and if I heard it, oh dear God, it was like, oh my God, no one can ever hear that. You know, and all of those were indications as I started learning about this. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to do a lot of throat chakra work. So for me personally, every time I had to go either to do a public speech or to go live or to just even do something like this, now I don't need it anymore. It's funny, but I always have with me a blue crystal. And I would just like hold it in my hand or just as I'm speaking, put it in my pocket or in my bra or like somewhere. I kid you not, like that helps so much. Even that alone, like that's something you could do if you're feeling that fear of like speaking your truth and just speaking in front of people, right?
Oh,
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. And I think it gets easier too, the more that you just start doing it and take those scary steps. And I know I remember the first time I did a mini training sort of thing on Instagram stories. I must have recorded that thing. I probably spent 30 minutes recording a 1 minute segment. Because it's the same thing. Showing up for those first few times are terrifying. And now, today I went on stories before I finished my coffee after sleeping horribly. I don't know if you've seen my stories yet today, but I literally started talking and I just zoned off and I was like, I probably shouldn't be talking before I've had coffee. But now I just, I mean, I honestly just don't really care at this point anymore. I know that I trust that what needs to come out or, what I want to share will come out. And someone is going to love the fact that I showed up with bags under my eyes and zoned out. And somebody else might think it's annoying, but that's who I was this morning. And that's what I ran with.
You being in your truth, right? That's beautiful. And that's a big fear, especially for people that are just starting out as entrepreneurs, or especially now in the social media realm. Like that is really difficult for a lot of people. And I do remember like my first life, I exited out because there was only one person and I was like, oh my God. But you know, yeah, and it does get easier the more you do it. And truthfully, like that. I feel like I lost my train of thought just now. Oh, I remember. One of the biggest fears, as you know, for me as a be when I began my journey as an entrepreneur and like just being a business owner, was like, oh my gosh, am I saying the right thing? Am I communicating effectively? Like, is my content like, should it be this way? Should it be that way? And that was for me like, okay, again, like let me do some work around this because I know at the end of the day it doesn't matter, and I know if whatever I say is the right thing because that's how it was meant to come out, right? But it took me a long time to get to this point. Like right now, if this was a recording in like a few years back, I would have stopped this and re-recorded it like 20 minutes. You know, but it is what it is. And I think that's the beauty of it. Once you start doing this energy work, is like you just realize that whatever is meant to come through from you is going to come through. And you just have to let go of that fear of how am I sounding? How are people taking this? Because as long as you're doing it from the heart, because you've done the heart chakra work, then the communication, it goes hand in hand. If you're speaking from the heart, I'm sure you've heard that term, that's because you know your heart chakra and your throat are very aligned, right? So they have to work hand in hand.
I love that. Well,
So
listener, one quick final thought on the throat chakra. When you really start doing it and start owning, your voice and your truth and what matters to you, it is so empowering and it's so freeing to let go of that. What are people going to think? Or is someone going to take this the wrong way? Or it's honestly, I'm in the middle of this account transition and I'm honestly feeling that way about my new account. Are people going to think that I'm, are they going to take it the wrong way? Or are people going to think I'm doing this for some ulterior motive or something? And so I'm even dealing with this as we speak about this new account. But I know I've done the work already, and I know that when I speak my truth and speak my voice, it's so freeing and I feel like me, and I'm true to me, and I come back home to me. So just know that all this uncomfort that you're going through, potentially, if you're just starting this part out in social media, just know it gets easier, I would say. It does get easier, and it you know what it feels like on the other side, so that it's exciting.
Yeah. So I just also want to make sure I mention on this chakra is very important. It's not only the way that we communicate, but it's also the way, I mean, this is part of communication, but it's not only the way we speak, it's the also the way that we receive information has to do with this chakra. So are you a fantastic listener, or are you somebody that's just listening to quickly respond? Especially if you're in the business of coaching, like you really have, we as coaches have to do a lot of work around this because we have to learn how to hold space and be good listeners. And a lot of people are not good listeners. Let me tell you that. And, you know, and it's the easiest example I can use is how often, like when you first meet someone and they like, you know, they're about to tell you their name, you're immediately like already like, okay, you're already thinking of like how you're going to respond without listening to their name or what they do. And that's what so often we forget names because we're not really listening. We're just like excited to respond.
You're planning on how you're going to introduce yourself and you've totally missed who they are.
Yes. And how many times, I don't know if it's happened to you, but it's happened to me when
we're in
a circle and everybody starts saying like, oh, introduce yourself. You're already like, okay, what am I going to say? And you don't even listen to anything that anybody else said before you.
It's so true. It's so true.
It happens all the time. And I've acknowledged that. And I had to like stop myself when that happens. I don't know. Listen, understand, and then respond.
Yeah. Listen to fully comprehend the information and then take a deep breath. And then you can think about how you want to respond. So true.
So just before we jump into the other one, I just some key points to like how to, if you're someone that's over there saying like, oh my gosh, yes, I know I need to do some work around this, but like, what do I do? Just some quick, simple tips. Like humming is a great way to activate this throat chakra. There are meditations and there's like different crystals and stuff, but like some quick things that you can do is listen to music, because again, that's activating your listening part of it. Talking with someone, listening to sounds of nature, and just anything with the color blue. Like it could be eating blueberries, like, you know, anything that's gonna like actually like remind you of this color, it's gonna have that vibration. And it's going to help you activate this chakra, and even tapping, just like tapping on your throat chakra too. It does feel a little awkward at first, but that even that alone helps too. But one big one for me, and I'm not a singer, it's been humming. That has helped me a lot. Just humming. That really helps me activate that chakra.
And that's really good for your nervous system too. Humming regulates your nervous system. So that's like a 2-in-1 there.
Yes. And again, it goes so much deeper, you know,
But I know, you guys, before we hopped on again, we were talking about like, should we go through, you know, should we talk about these things and go through the archetypes and talk about this stuff? And it's like, man, there's so much. There is really, truly so much. As you were saying it, Massey, actually, I'm like, man, you could honestly have a whole podcast about the chakras, really.
Right.
Like, you could just talk about chakras, because then you could just talk about like transformation stories after you've explained everything. I mean, like, it could go on and on and on, because we haven't even gotten to the fact the crystals that you can use when you're doing this, the foods, the like actual like being out in the elements. Like there's so many other many other things.
That's why, because I almost started talking about the archetypes and I was like, oh, wait, no. reading some stuff like about silent child and inner child work, that all has to do with that. And just really quick, funny story, because so I also do like personalized meditations regarding the chakras, right? And this one client came to me saying like she has this ongoing cold that she can't just get rid of, an ongoing cough and like ear aches and all that. And as we were talking and she was telling me all the things that she's struggling with, I was like, oh my God, this is totally throat chakra. All of this is throat chakra issues. And once she started doing the work of the throat chakras, like she, like all that went away. So like anything to do with the ears, the throat, your thyroid, all of that is associated with the throat chakra. So when we don't speak up, when we hold back so much, when we are not good listeners or communicators, and we hold back our feelings and our truth, like all of that is going to eventually manifest into some kind of physical illness. Like we talked about that in the last episode too.
Yeah.
So we do have to be really careful, like to really acknowledge these things and where we're not in balance in any of these chakras, because let's be honest, if you're not balanced in one area, it's going to affect every other area.
Everything. Yeah, totally. So to backtrack to the heart chakra for just one second, because you brought up the location of the throat chakra again, or not again. I think that was the first time actually that we said technically where it covers. I don't think we talked about that with the heart. The heart chakra extends out through the arms, right, into the fingers.
Yeah,
Okay.
so upper back, your chest, obviously any chest issues, respiratory issues, your lungs, all of that is affected by the heart chakra.
Awesome. Okay. Wanted to make sure we clarified that because I knew we did that, the legs with the root chakra. So
Yeah.
perfect.
Yeah, and like with the heart, so like if any, and then I think I mentioned that, like if you're feeling anxiety, any of that, that's all to do with your heart chakra as well.
Nice.
Cool. So the next
Almost.
is the third eye.
Yep.
Most of you probably have heard of this as like the sixth sense, right? So it's that little space, that third eye that's in between your eyebrows. That's with the location of this chakra, and is represented by the color, it's like an indigo. It's a very, very dark, 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 dark blue. And this is our ability to fully connect with ourselves spiritually. This is where we connect with our higher self, our inner voice. And this is basically the emotional issues associated with this are our inner and outer beauty, right? How we see ourselves, how we see the world around us, our connection to the spiritual and, you know, pure, the purity that we are. So obviously, how does this affect your business? If you think about it, how often do you follow your intuition when it comes to doing things? Or are you just following what everybody else is doing and say, oh, if it was working for them, it should work for me, so let me do that. Completely ignoring your own intuition, completely ignoring how you actually want to show up. You know, I see this all the time, and I think this one is huge because if we don't do that third eye work of opening up to our higher self and our mission and our purpose, we end up living through life just feeling so miserable and unfulfilled. And it's like we feel like, oh, we're working so hard. Why isn't it working? We're doing this and this and that. Like this person, I'm following the blueprint that they gave me. Like, why isn't it working? You know, all of this can be avoided if we just take the moment every day to just tap in, tune into ourselves, like take 5 minutes of meditation. I mean, the recommendation is at least 15 minutes a day. Honestly, it's like will do wonders for you. But I get it. Not all of us, you know, can do that every day. I know sometimes I just do 5 minutes. Sometimes I don't do it at all, and it happens. But lately, especially this year, like I've made it a point, like, and I've been doing it every morning for at least, sometimes I do up to 40 minutes. But again, at least 15 minutes, that's huge because at that point is when we really connect inward. That's when you really like start silencing your mind a little bit. And a huge misconception with like when it comes to meditation and why people fear it is like, oh, I can't quiet my thoughts. And I'm here to tell you, you don't have
I'm
to.
so glad you said that because that is something that I struggled with for so long. And when I found out I didn't have to try to quiet my mind, it was like a game changer for me.
Literally impossible to fully quiet your mind. That probably means you're dead and you're in trouble. So you should never have like zero thoughts in your mind. I mean, like our mind, it's that's what it's meant to do. Like its function is to think and process. So if it stops, that's kind of dangerous. So yeah, so it's like bunk that myth. That's not true. It's more about being aware. Because we do have so many, I forget the actual number. I mean, I don't think anybody knows the exact number, but there's like a statistic of like how many thoughts we have a day. And I can't remember, but it's like in the thousands.
I can't even imagine it. Like, I don't know how you would even track
Right? But I remember reading it somewhere, it's like thousands. And I was like, imagine like going through life with thousands of thoughts. And I think it was like per minute, honestly. And if we're not even aware of what's going on up there, like, what are we doing? We're just letting it run the show, right? So this the purpose of meditating and going inward and really tuning into your third eye is bringing more awareness to what is it that you're thinking? Why are you even thinking it? And yes, some thoughts are super random, but some of them are actually messages, right? Some of them are like your intuition trying to give you messages, but it just all gets cluttered and mess, like it's just a mess in there. It's just spiraling nonstop that you just have no idea, and it's kind of hard to differentiate. And I've had this question a lot. How do you differentiate when it's your intuition or it's just a random thought? So for me, when it's an intuition, when it's a thought that is actually coming from like a higher frequency, it feels calm, it feels peaceful, and it just feels like there's no hesitation, right? And when it's a fear, or when it's like a thought of like, oh my God, I probably shouldn't be doing this, or like it feels icky, like that's not your intuition. More often than not, it's not your intuition. That's just your mind or your ego trying to like protect you from something and kind of like keep you playing small. So it gets easier to differentiate the two and to understand when is it that your intuition is actually trying to communicate with you. Again, the more you meditate and the more you take time to work on this chakra. And the best way to work on the chakra is through either tapping or meditation, just having moments of silence. Because of the color, you can do obviously anything with this particular color. And also, I mean, this is your internal vision. So just even speaking out loud, like your visions for your life, or like imagining, like, well, you know, visualization, it's a huge one, which is similar to meditation, but it's different because you're actually using your third eye to visualize like what type of life you desire, what, you know, what you want from your business, or what do I want to say? I'm losing my train of thought here.
That's okay. Well, I had a thought. You said something about like following what everybody else is doing. And it was like, you know, gosh, how did you word it? Something along the lines of like, I'm doing what they said to do, or I'm doing what they're doing and it's not working for me. Why isn't it? Yeah. That comparison. Something else I've noticed too, with me and with some of my clients, is it does work. Like they do the thing and it does work, but they're miserable or they hate it or whatever. So just know that, you know, if listener, like if you're doing what someone else tells you that you should be doing and it's working, but you're like exhausted or you don't like it, but it's working, so you feel like you should do it still, like just know that that is still your intuition trying to tell you to do something else. And so doing that, you know, that could be another sign that, you know, there's some third eye work that you need to do.
Yeah. And just on like, if you know, to evaluate this chakra, there are a few questions I can go over for you, like journal questions that you guys can just take a moment and answer. So one way to evaluate this is asking yourself like questions such as like, do you feel like you have a lack of creativity or motivation lately? Do you tend to be more close-minded or open-minded about things? Are you going through the daily motions, but just lacking vision for the future? Again, as we said, like, what are you visualizing for your future? Or are you just not even thinking about that? Do you frequently turn a blind eye to situations or actions and behaviors of others? That was a huge one for me for a long time too. Just ignoring like all the red flags of certain relationships, ignoring like all these different things, because like it's easier to turn a blind eye and to again close that intuition that's telling you like, you shouldn't be with this person or you shouldn't be in this situation. But you're just like, oh no, it's okay. Yeah, that's a sign that okay, you got to do work. And since we have been touching up on the physical sensations of each chakra, even though this is a very spiritual chakra, one way that you can easily determine, okay, I need some work here, is if you're somebody that has frequent headaches. So if you have constant migraines or nightmares, all of this has to do with your third eye. So also another one is like, do you find yourself just kind of stuck daydreaming, or in the opposite spectrum, not having any imagination at all?
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, journal those and see what comes up, because it really does kind of create also that awareness. And the more we ask questions, and that's why I love journaling. And I know journaling for some people, like it just seems awkward, but I think journaling has come a long way, because I feel like when I first got used to this, I thought it was like, dear diary, like I brush my teeth and then I went to walk. And, you know, it's not, I think... a lot of people still think that's what it is when I say journaling. They're like, I don't want to do that. I'm like, no, just like, it's more about going deep and asking specific questions. And like, I have journal questions for each chakra that can help you really, and like, I just went through some of them, just really help you just be more aware of like how you're going through your day to day and how that's affecting you. But yeah, this one's a huge one. Do you have any questions on that
one? No. So I'm loving all of it. And it's one of those things, like we already said, there's so much information for all of them. And, you know, I'm even thinking about like the like, isn't this crystal for this? But we don't need to get into that. We will they can learn more about the crystals, you know, from you. I don't know if do you share any of that on your Instagram? Yeah.
I really should share more. I'm not I don't share a lot. But yes, I did a live series actually on the chakras. So if you go back to like my live videos, you'll see there was one where I went 7 days talking about each chakra, and I did get into crystals and all of that.
Yeah. So if you want to incorporate crystals into this chakra work, then go check that out for sure. But anyway, last but not least, we have.
The crown chakra. So the crown chakra, it is located, you guessed it, at the crown of your head. So it is at the top of your head, and it is the color violet. So, but also a lot of people with this one, they associate it with the color just white, the
Yeah.
color clear, like any of that. Like we're talking crystals, anything purple or clear will be great to open up this chakra. So this is where our connection to source and all of spirit is. It's basically, it's your connection to everything, right? So we just came from the third eye, which is your communication with yourself. So it's you and your higher self and your spiritual self. But the crown chakra is more your openness to everything, to all of source, right? So for this one, somebody who maybe has an unbalance in this chakra would be someone that just has no belief about anything, somebody that's just like nothing matters, like they go through life, without really believing in anything, like zero. And I'm not even talking religious, it's like people just like don't believe that in manifestation or magic or anything is possible. It's like people that are very stuck in one certain way. That's someone that's a little bit unbalanced in this chakra. So for this chakra, breath work is actually really important, believe it or not. So it seems odd, but breath work, because breath is life force. It is literally like what keeps us going. The more you do breath work, the more you activate this chakra, and the more you open yourself to like new possibilities and divine intervention and all of that. It's through.
I had no idea, and that's I just like had an epiphany right now because when I started doing breath work over the summer is when like so much of this changed for me, like you know my beliefs and my like everything just like significantly changed, and I started seeing things differently and like taking like inspiration differently and interpreting things in a different way. Like I just yeah that it that's crazy that that's connected. I had no idea, so it totally makes sense.
Breath work is amazing. I love it. I love it. And something I include in everything that I teach and do, because what are we without breath, right?
No, it honestly earlier today I did a heart chakra meditation, and she part of it like had some breath work with it, and I had a couple crystals over my heart, and like halfway through it was so weird. I actually felt myself like I could feel like the energy of my breath like going into my heart, like into my chest, like through my fingers. Like it was such a unique, such a weird experience. But yeah, it makes sense that the breath, you know, breath does that. There's a reason that that when people are having anxiety attacks, like, you know, the typical like breathing or like the bag, you know, I have my hand up for those of you who can't see. I'm like holding my hand up, like with the paper bag that they always show on TV. But that
No,
works.
it does. It does. It's magical, honestly, how it works. And it really does impact everything, because bringing it back to business, like if you are somebody that is not aware of this and has constant like panic attacks or anxiety, or like you're just somebody that you just feel like everything is happening to you instead of for you, if you're somebody that's always feeling like nothing's going their way, that's because you're lacking that faith, you're lacking that awareness and that openness in this chakra to know and trust that no matter what, like you are where you're meant to be. You are on the right path. And like, yes, can you tweak some things here and there? But at the end of the day, like, even when things seem to not be working, they're always working for us in one way or another.
If what there was a quote I heard, if you're not Oh, I'm gonna butcher it. I don't know. It had something to do with like you're not losing, you're learning, or something like that. Like basically saying like if you don't feel like things are going your way, like they still are. You're learning something right now instead of maybe receiving something is kind of what the point of it was. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it. So some ways to evaluate the chakra, you can ask yourself some of these questions to determine if you have a block or an imbalance. Do you typically feel like you're unhappy or not at peace with yourself? You know, if the answer is no, then you know that there's some work to do there to kind of open that up. Are you obsessively attached to spiritual matters? That could mean that you're overactive in this chakra, or are you focused on proving that spirit doesn't exist? Those are the two extremes. So, I mean, and that's one thing again, I didn't mention in the other ones. There is such a thing as being overactive in each chakra or underactive, right? And that's again coming back to being unbalanced because, but there is an extreme on both ends, right? You can be too much of something, which is also not good, or not something at all. And with like the whole seven chakras, like it is very important that we are constantly working on all of them because especially like when people start going on a spiritual journey, we tend to kind of get stuck in the upper chakras and we get so, you know, overly active in these chakras that we kind of like disregard the physical humanness, right? We disregard our family, we disregard like what people are saying. We like suddenly quit everything and we're just like, no, it's gonna be all love and light. Unfortunately, we live in a human world and we came here for a purpose as well. When we came to kind of like intertwine with both, right? So it's not good to be stuck on either side of the spectrum. Like that's why it's all about having the balance. Yeah,
Yeah, you
so
have me like contemplating because I definitely like know that I'm more in tune with my upper chakras, and I'm like, I should probably really go back and like make sure my lower chakras are balanced too.
it's a constant work. Like it's constantly, we have to check in on all of them daily because yeah, it's really easy to get lost in both sides of the spectrum. Like I've been in both, and that also goes back to the masculine versus feminine. Like, are you leaning more into the masculine? And sometimes we just naturally navigate through both. There are periods where you're like super like in the masculine lower chakras, or you're super in your feminine, like all upper chakras. But it's not until you find the balance between both and that beautiful dance that you really see everything shifting and thriving and like moving the way that it's supposed to.
Love it.
What else do I want to mention on this one? I think for now, like that kind of covers it, just an overview of all of them. If you have anything specific that you want me to share about each one.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's so much information between these two episodes, and so I think it's kind of up to the listener now. Like you, this is a very good intro to chakras. I feel like it was a rather in-depth intro. So, go follow Massey or do your own research or whatever it is that you want to do. But I think this is a good place to leave them. I mean, you covered physical signs, you covered thoughts of them being of each chakra being imbalanced, you covered journal prompts, you covered ways to balance them. So I think, yeah, I mean, you gave a ton of information. So are
And if anybody,
there
I mean, if anybody wants to learn more, you can, like she said, just reach out. I'm sure the link will be there, but it's at Well and Blooming. And for anybody that wants to like really go in depth and like see how this can affect them and like, you know, kind of like work with them in their personal life, I do have an 8 week program. It's called Breaking Open, and that really goes in depth. Like we go through one chakra per week and like really dive deep and like in that whole week, like you have a menu of what to eat, you have the crystals, you have the oils that you can use, the journal prompts, like it really goes in depth to really like help you fully learn everything you need to learn about each chakra. And then from there, like you just keep that for yourself your whole life. And it just helps you go back and always kind of like cross-reference, like where am I? Where do I need work and what can I do? You know, that's something that you can take with you to any area of your life and forever. Like it's honestly
It
amazing.
is, and it's so valuable. And I've watched you share about it and share all the wins that your clients have from that program. And It's incredible. So my last question, my only other question to you is, do you have any final parting thoughts about anything, any of this?
My only final thoughts and what I want to leave everybody with, if this was like in any way like overwhelming or whatever it is, like just at the end of the day, if there's anything that you take away from this, is learn to listen to your body. Your body, our bodies are always giving us signs, our bodies are always telling us what we need to work on. And just take a moment, just take 5 to 10 minutes a day to like ask yourself, like, what do I need today? What am I feeling? Like, just connect inward. That's the biggest piece of it. And then, you know, from there you can go more in depth. But like, okay, now that I kind of know that, then like, what chakra do I need to work on? And like, what areas am I struggling with?
I was going to say that the very first episode of this podcast, I do a body scan. I explain a body scan because there's so many different opinions and so many different topics that are unusual on this podcast. And so I wanted to make sure that people knew how to trust themselves and their bodies and tune into what their bodies are telling them. So, listeners, if this, like what Massey said, if this is overwhelming, tune into your body. If you need a reminder of what the body scan is, you can go listen to the first episode. And then, whatever sensation you feel, whatever area you feel it in your body, come back to these episodes and figure out what chakra that is. And then listen to that part of the episode. And then message Massey for more information on that chakra. But
Fun fact, I don't know why this came to mind, but I just feel like I have to share just like a little like teaser if anybody wants to know more about this later on. But it's because a client of mine asked me about this yesterday. I thought it was so funny. There is such a thing as chakras for pets. So if your pets are like, you know, having like pets have anxiety and they have their own little things too. It's so cute because I have a dog and I actually do chakra work on my dog.
Oh, I love it. Oh my gosh. No, we actually, I had another episode with, I was talking about tapping with a tapping expert, EFT expert, and she does tapping on her dogs. And I was like, oh my gosh, you can use that on your dogs. And I don't know why I never thought that, like, obviously, I mean, dogs are still creatures. Like, why
Human
wouldn't they?
beings,
Why wouldn't they have a system too?
yeah. But I just thought it was so funny. She just brought that up yesterday. I was like, oh my God, yeah, that's right. I do have a whole thing of like chakra with pets, and I sent it to her, and I was like, I never share about that.
Yeah, so if you need that, then yeah, for sure. That's awesome. That's hilarious.
Yeah, but no, thank you so much for having me. And I do want to offer obviously your listeners, anybody listening, a free 7 week, not 7 weeks, sorry, 7 day chakra challenge that I have online. So if anybody wants to take that, so that includes yoga, meditation, and some like PDF work on each chakra that you can do.
I love it. And is that, did you say that's a link or should they message you for that?
I'll send you the link so you
Okay. Perfect.
can
Yeah. So that will be in the show notes for you then. Wow. It's been a long day. I don't know how you're still going. It's 7:30 where you're at. I'm like, man, I'd be in bed if I were you.
I'm going
Anyway.
after this.
Good. All right. Well, thank you again, Massey, for coming on. Thanks for your flexibility doing this in two episodes. And yeah, I just appreciate you.
It was a pleasure. I had so much fun doing it. So.
Awesome. All right. Bye, listeners. Talk to you later. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It means so much to me that you have chosen to spend just a little bit of your day with me here on Just Like Magic. If you have a specific question that you want me to answer, or if you want to be a guest on the podcast, please send me a message on Instagram so we can make that happen for you. And if you feel called to share this episode, please tag me wherever you share it so then I can thank you with a freebie that is just going to continue on this amazing work that we are doing. Until then, I hope you have a great day. Go create an amazing life and an amazing business, just like magic.